The sirens are sounding. Something is coming. Can you feel it? It's like a pulse getting stronger by the day. The competition is about to begin. So fierce, it takes the strength of a rhino or the wrath of a dragon to confront it. This contest will engulf our land like a storm, bringing thunder, lightning, and maverick stars across the court. But beware the wasp sting in the tail as we find out who will bath in glory. The 2022 Super League season, Sky Sports and Sky Sports YouTube channel.
Yasmin Roebuck, you are our player of the match. A lesson in netball is how Lindsay just described it. Did it feel like that out there?
I think we were all just on it today. We've been working so hard in training and it's great to see the results on court. I feel like we were all unified and we were all working for each other, so it's just a great atmosphere to be here as well.
And talk to us about your season. You were the final pick, yeah, weren't you, for Thunder? We hear the reaction was quite priceless when you found out, and here you are now, playing in front of all these people and winning player of the match.
Yeah, honestly, it's great. It was a surprise to get selected and it's my first season, so it's great to be surrounded by such a great group of girls. I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
Well, enjoying and playing very, very well. Well done. You are our player of the match. Congratulations. Karen, come and join us. Well, you rotated your squads. You had a pretty star-studded bench, but you got the job done, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we came out like a steam train in that first quarter. I thought the girls were excellent. We've had a great training week this week. Their intensity and the weight and the questions they've asked of each other and how clinically they've been able to execute has been fantastic. So to see that transfer into the game today was excellent. I thought Yas did an unbelievable job at wing defence today. I thought she played both wing attacks out of the game and a well-deserved one for her.
Who else stood out for you today from Thunder? I mean, we were loving Ellie Cardwell's one-handed takes at full stretch.
Oh, she loves the drama, doesn't she? She loves the cheers. I thought Ellie, of course, was excellent. I thought Joyce came in and did a solid job in that circle. I thought Shanine was fantastic again. I thought the pressure that we put on as a defensive unit all over the court was excellent, and that enabled our defensive unit to win a lot of balls. So, yeah, really, really, really pleased with what they've done today.
Do you think you can go the whole season unbeaten?
Oh, I don't know about that. It would be nice. People ask you all the time, don't they?
Pam tells me she was part of the last side to do it, and it was over a decade ago.
Yeah, I don't know if a team has ever gone all the way unbeaten and then won the final. I have seen teams go all the way and then get beat in the final, though. I wouldn't want that to happen. So, we're just asking for more and more every game, and all we can do is expect improvements game on game. And we'll, hopefully the performance will turn into results.
Well, well played today. We look forward to watching you again tomorrow. Come and join us, Lindsay. First of all, can I ask you about Nia McCall? How is she? Because it looked a little bit nasty and she was a bit sore, wasn't she, when she came off?
Yeah, but those kind of injuries, it's always a sore one, isn't it? So she's just having a look with the physio just now. So no more after she's had a look from the physio.
She's not too bad though, is she, herself?
We don't know at the minute. We need to get the physio to have a look at her. But yeah, well, great for Bethan. You know, she came on and done a great job out there at goal attack, took on the responsibility, allowed us to get Emma Barry out for more quarters and a rehab for getting her back onto court. So it was really unfortunate. Like, we don't want to lose our long bomb shooter at all, but actually from our rest of our players to get on the court and actually done a really good job, really proud of how they then stepped up and took that responsibility on.
I was going to say to you, pathetic was how Gia described it at half time, but much better second half from you. What were your team doing differently?
It was certainly a game of two halves. And yes, we were disappointed in that first, and we talked about the inconsistencies and stuff, and obviously that showed as we went through the game. Certainly from the second half, we just opened up the court a lot more. We shifted our defenders better, we took them on more, we let the ball go, looked into the circle, which is what we asked her from the start. Emma Barry took on a lot of responsibility with regards to that look into the circle first, and she was available. Like, look, there's lots of positives. Yes, we're disappointed in the scoreline, but at the same time, there's lots of positives to get people out on the court, and we've done that, and they've had a good look at what they can do. So there's lots more that we can put in for the rest of the season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.